Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is November the 18th, 2020. Well, for the last few days, I've been thinking a lot about perseverance. Maybe I've been thinking about perseverance because I'm preaching through 1 Peter on Wednesday night. On Wednesday night, in 1 Peter, we are finding out the instructions to persevere in the truth and really to accept treatment, maltreatment, because Christ left us an example that when he reviled not again. And so these folks persevered, even though they were being persecuted, they chose to suffer. And Peter is even instructing them to suffer and teaching them how to do it the right way. But as I was thinking about that, I was thinking about why would someone choose to suffer? An old hymn is titled, Jesus Loves Even Me. The author, Philip Bliss, was a singer at revival services for like D.L. Moody and some of those. And after singing at a revival service, they sang, Oh, How I Love Jesus. Here's what he had to say. I have often sang of my love for Jesus. Shall I not rather sing of his love for me? He then penned the hymn, Jesus Loves Even Me. You know, that is a wonderful thought to think that God loved us and he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. The love which God has for his people is a great source of inspiration. You know, if you're feeling down and blue today, just think that God chose to love you. The God who created all things chose to love you. The follower of Jesus understands their past. They remember the sin which ruled their life. They remember how they often lived in rebellion to God. Maybe they even took the Lord's name in vain. Then they come to understand the love of God. They begin to understand forgiveness from God, the grace of God. And at that moment, everything changes. It's that moment that Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 4 describes as, but God, when God intervenes and makes a change. The one who is born again, then when that change takes place, they begin to live in that forgiveness. The guilt which once dominated their conscience is absolved. They come to know the peace which passes all understanding. The joy of the Lord fills their heart. That joy becomes their strength. And that joy and strength becomes the source of their perseverance. In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, Paul encouraged the Ephesians to know the love of Christ so that they could be filled with all the fullness of God. And so when we think about that, it is important for us to know the love of Christ, and it is important for us to be filled with the fullness of God, because that love which Christ has for his people works in the heart, and I want us to focus on that love of Christ, and when we are focusing on that love of Christ, that then encourages us to persevere. Now, this understanding is very important for us today. In the days in which we live, you know, we are in a pandemic. We're in a crisis of physical health, and our society has been working hard to protect physical health. The measures which have been implemented, though, they are felt necessary to protect physical health, and yet the measures that have been implemented to protect physical health have been detrimental to spiritual health. We are spiritual beings, by the way, and let's remember that the spirit is going to live longer than the body. This body is going to die, but the spirit is going to live for eternity. And so, you know, we need to be preparing our spiritual bodies. We need to be concerned as much for our spiritual health as we are for our physical health. And, you know, just if our response to the pandemic is damaging our spiritual health, maybe we need to think about that a little bit. So we all know the requirements for social distancing. We continue to come under the governmental edicts discouraging meeting together in groups. And for the Christian, though, we wonder if this is just the precursor of things to come. You know, as fewer and fewer people are raised in church and they're instructed in the teachings of Scripture, the need for assembling together will lessen. It'll grow weaker. People won't see that need. They won't see the importance of the fellowship and as the brotherly love and that is given in that coming together as a group of believers. And God knew that that was important for us. That's why He ordained the church. But you know, we just see how that the love for church is growing weaker. And so we begin to think, and where will all this lead? And, you know, evil men and seducers are going to wax worse and worse. And so therefore, we can only expect that it will become increasingly difficult to be a follower of Jesus. As a matter of fact, we read in the book of Revelation, and we see those who are martyred for following Jesus. And by the way, that's going on even today around the world. And we can only anticipate what will happen next. This brings me to my thought. Love for Christ is needed in the life of a believer, because love for Christ will encourage us to persevere in following Christ. We will understand how worthy He is of us following Him, even though there are hazards to our physical health, or even at the threat of death, we will understand how important it is to follow Him, because He loved us, and He loved us even to death, even to the death. And so, you know, our heart we should love Him the same way. And so our understanding of His love for us will encourage us to persevere for Him. So our heart grows in love as we learn more of what Christ has done for us. And as our heart grows in love, so too will our desire to persevere. So today I want to encourage you to grow in your love for Christ. This will help you to endure. Remember the promise to those who will endure. Matthew 24:13, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So grow in love, grow in perseverance, because you need to persevere because of the promise of God. You know you're going to be saved when you persevere. Let's pray. Today, Lord, we thank You for Your love. We thank You that Your love never fails. Lord, we thank You that You loved us first. I pray today that our love for You will grow. I also pray that You will strengthen Your people as they know Your love. I pray their resolve to persevere will grow as their love for You grows. Fill Your people with joy as they consider Your love for them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Till tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.